Oklahoma's economy is on the verge of an upswing. That's the message economist Russell Evans brought to Oklahoma City Council members earlier this week. As part of our weekly conversation about business in the state, KGOU's Jacob McClelland spoke to Journal Record editor Ted Strewley about what that turnaround could mean.
Ted, why is Russell Evans confident that Oklahoma will move out of a recession and into recovery this year?
Well, Evans told us that he thinks Oklahoma is going to benefit from upticks in both the energy industry and a seemingly continually improving U.S. economy overall. And so he told us the local turnaround is expected, he thinks, in late spring or early summer, and that everything should feel much healthier again by the end of 2017.
Now, the Federal Reserve plans to raise interest rates this year. Will that have any kind of a ripple effect into Oklahoma's economy?
Well, it will into Oklahoma's and probably everyone else's. Evans told us that we'll likely see a 2% inflation rate as a result of the change in interest rates. He also told us, though, that the Federal Reserve's policies the last 4 or 5 years have accomplished what they set out to do, that they really drove liquidity in the stock markets, and that stock prices may now be overvalued relative to economic conditions, but not to monetary policy.
As the economy here moves to recover, should state and municipal leaders expect revenue to actually grow this year?
Well, at some point we should see that, but Oklahoma City's 5-year projection for their general fund revenue compared with expenditures suggests that they're going to have to close about a $51.5 million gap by fiscal 2022. On the other hand, Governor Fallon announced some proposed tax policy changes this week in her State of the State that could affect that and could have a dramatic effect on cities. There's also some legislation working its way through that could really help city finances, and all of those variables are going to come into play.
I want to move to the state capitol for a little bit, Ted. A new bill would allow homeowners to make their own repairs to their homes. I mean, first, couldn't homeowners already do this, or have all those do-it-yourselfers been breaking the law all those years?
Well, in a lot of cases, they've really been breaking the law all those years. If they were doing any, electrical, plumbing, roofing, or other work that would require a vendor to be licensed, and in cases that can even include painting.
Senator Dan Newberry and Representative Mike Osborne introduced versions of this bill in both the House and Senate. What's their rationale behind it?
Well, certainly they think homeowners should be able to do their own repairs, king of one's castle, as it were. The homeowners, though, would still be required to get the appropriate permits and inspections.
Who would benefit from something like this?
Well, homeowners, of course, but there would also be a really big boon to landlords who self-manage their properties because they would also be able to do their own repairs on those.
Has there been any kind of opposition towards these bills?
Well, sure. As you'd expect, there's some opposition from contractors who would stand to lose some of the business. But architects have raised an eyebrow as well and expressed some concerns. And they're really worried about, the potential for shoddy repairs that could affect either a tenant or the next owner.
We've been talking with Ted Strewley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper, and he joins us each week to talk about business in the state. Ted, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. You can also find it on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.